Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Well, welcome everybody to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Yes, we're going to have a little fun, and yes, we're going to share a lot of information, current home improvement information that you can use at your house right now. Coming up during this hour, we're going to talk about roof stains. There's a lot of roofs that you have, asphalt shingled roof that stain. Well, we recommended something to a homeowner just a few weeks ago. Did it work? Well, we have them back on to let you know step by step how it turned out. Also, if you're looking at ceramic tile and wanting to install tile, you've probably done your research and maybe a little intimidated by the process. Well, I'm going to introduce you to a ceramic tile that you can install and grout the same day. It's a kind of a game changer in the whole flooring field. We're going to share that with you in just a little bit. Also, we have a homeowner with a 100-year-old chimney, and they want to do a few alterations to it. So we're going to have to talk them through that one to make sure the chimney stays upright. Budget bathroom? Yes, we're going to give you some great budget bathroom tips to make things look a lot better. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. And Joe, what about that simple solution this hour?
Okay, we were talking just last week, I think, Danny, about how because of the pandemic, a lot of people are spending time at home and gyms are closing all over the country. So people are exercising at home. But have you been exercising your plumbing valves? I suspect not,
wow.
And I'm going to share a simple solution on why you might want to do that.
That sounds like a good preventative measure of some type. Hey, also, as you said, Joe, health is a real top concern for us now, probably more than ever.
Sure.
And, having good health really starts at home. And to help protect you and your family, Today's Homeowner and Brown Newtone are kicking off Healthy Home Week. So if you're battling germs, mold, allergens in your home, well, you're not alone. And what we've done is we've created a collection of our top how-to videos, some really in-depth articles, and some insider tips to help you identify any problem area you may have in your home and ensure that you can take care of it and have the proper ventilation necessary. Right now, I'd love for you to drop by todayshomeowner.com/healthyhome for a lot of solutions and a lot of different ways that you can really improve your indoor air quality. Joe, we've talked about that over the years so much, but
sure have.
As we've been talking also, people staying home more means they're exposed more to the interior of their home. And as we move into the colder times of the year, you're going to be inside a lot more. So I think it's a perfect time to have this Healthy Home Week and to share with a lot of our listeners just a few things they can do, very simple things they can do to make the air inside their home a lot better.
Yeah, the first thing you have to do is just be aware of what's in your home and how to exhaust it. We often talk about how people insulating their homes more and more, which is a great idea. You're saving energy, but you're also buttoning it up so much that there's not a free exchange of air. And like you said, particularly this time of year, as you're keeping windows closed, you're not going out as much. You have the heating system running more and more. So, checking the filters and checking the air quality. In fact, I just saw an article. Where was it? I think it might have been in Fine Home Building on these air quality monitors you can buy, which I didn't know existed. These little electronic devices that you can put in your home. You just set them up wherever, and they read the air. And they fill, and they, on the little monitor, it'll read out what it's finding in the air. So, and right now, I think it's a relatively new technology, so it's not it's a little expensive. I'm sure that's going to come down like everything else does once people start using them more and more. So, yeah, I think people are becoming more and more aware of, we've always been concerned about the outside air, but what about the indoor air? Sometimes that can be just as troublesome.
That's right, exactly. And, that monitoring has been talked about for quite a few years. And I know our friends at Braun Newtone at the forefront of many things to do with indoor air quality. And they'll be releasing very soon a exhaust fan with the monitor, so that the exhaust fan will do all the thinking for you. If you need some fresh air to be brought in, it'll bring fresh air in. If you need the air filtered, which you almost always need inside
right.
your home, it takes care of that. So a big breakthrough in that. Another thing that they have, which I think is extremely interesting, is a surface, they call it surface shield exhaust fan.
Oh, right.
We talked about that.
Yeah, the one with the blue light.
Yeah.
purplish light.
So basically, it's bringing air in from, you know, from your bathroom. Of course, you can put an exhaust fan anywhere in your home, but it brings it through, and then it's eliminating 99% of any virus that might be floating around in your home. So, you know, boy, going into the cold and flu season and still battling everything we're dealing with COVID, this is very high interest to everybody. And if you'll check on the Today's Homeowner Facebook page, you'll see a way to have an opportunity to enter your name to win one of these. We're actually, I think, going to give away five of them.
Oh, that's great.
Next week, so that everybody will have an opportunity to do that. Also, we're headed to California very soon, just north of L.A. and Palmdale, to create the healthiest home in America. And a contest that we had several months ago, we've had to delay this, of course, for travel reasons. But we're headed in there strong in just a few weeks, and we're actually installing one of those surface shields.
Oh, that should be terrific.
Yeah, in addition to some other things. So we'll be able to share that with you on our Facebook page and other social media platforms as well.
Are you going to be replacing an existing fan, do you know, or are you going to be installing it in a new location?
We're replacing one. Classic scenario. Yes, I have. This was the homeowner. Yes, I have a fan, but I never use it because it sounds like a jet engine. So you know.
We hear that all the time. Actually, yeah. Usually they reference a helicopter taking
right,
off.
Right.
But
yeah.
But either way, it's a rattling around. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I suspect when you do that, and this is a good tip for anybody. If you're replacing, they made it so easy these days to replace an existing fan. You almost barely even have to leave the bathroom, but you should always check where it's venting, you know, because that was installed. You never know who installed it. It might not have been you. And, you know, what's it? Is it attached to any kind of venting? Is the venting it going outdoors, which is important, instead of dumping it into the all that moist air into the attic? So you want to make sure that if you're going to be upgrading a fan, don't just change what you see inside the bathroom. Go up into the attic or wherever you need to go and make sure that all those vents are hooked up, they're connected properly, and they're venting outdoors. We can't stress that enough. We still hear from listeners, you know, probably once every couple of months where they went up and they found that the vent was just dumping that moist air into the attic, and then they wonder why they have mold problems in the attic. Well, there you go. It has to be vented outdoors.
Well, I found that a lot of times in bathrooms that we've remodeled. It's just unbelievable. I mean, and sometimes the insulation is so close to the vent that it's basically pushing that moisture back into the room. So,
right.
You know, it might sound good to have that fan running, but if it's blocked, it's just going to circulate it right. It's doing absolutely no good other than it's just using electricity for no reason or no benefit whatsoever. So that's extremely important to make sure that happens. Here's another thing that I would suggest. Anybody that has an exhaust fan in their bathroom, do that today. Get your little step stool, get it one small piece of toilet paper, of tissue paper, and turn the fan on and hold it up against there. Immediately that should you know, attach itself to the grill of that. If there's any hesitation whatsoever, your vent is not working properly. It's not exhausting the air that you need. And so many times you'll have a builder's grade exhaust fan in a bathroom, and maybe it's not big enough for that bathroom. And there's plenty of calculators at Braun.com to be able to tell you if you have the right size unit. And that all goes off of CFMs, cubic feet per minute, in moving enough of that air out of the room there. It's just one of those things that technology has moved this area of your home along, but if you have one from 20 or 25 years ago, I can tell you it's not doing its job right now.
Exactly. And if your fan is working, you know, you hear it whirring away when you flip on the switch, and it seems to be sucking air up, that's great. But if it cannot hold up a single sheet of toilet paper, you know, if it doesn't have enough power to hold that against the grill, then it is worthless at that
point. Right.
It doesn't matter if it's running or not. You know, it should have much more power. It should stick almost immediately, as Danny said. As soon as you release that piece of paper, you should actually, I've seen it where it sucked it right out of my hand when I'm 6 or 8 inches away. So
right. Mm-hmm.
You really do need that. And they do make, as we mentioned earlier, they make switching it out really, really simple.
That's right. A lot of things there that we want to help you with. Not only have a nicer looking home and one that's more energy efficient, but one that's healthier for your family. Great time of the year to be thinking about that, because before you know it, it's going to be cold everywhere in the country and we'll be spending a lot more time inside. You know, if you have any challenge or any question or any thought or concern about your home, we want you to engage with us. Pick up the phone and call us on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 800-946-4420. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your opportunity to ask us any question and voice any concern that you may have. Also, we got a lot of emails, and certainly if you've sent us an email, we're going to do our best to get to as many as we can during this week's show. You can send us one right now, todayshomeowner.com/ask. I mentioned Facebook before. Please go by the Today's Homeowner Facebook page and you can keep up with all of the many Talk to Today's Homeowner special Facebook Lives that we do. We've done several this week, some really good information. We'd love for you to be able to share that information. Also, Instagram, Pinterest, and if you'd like to send me a note on Twitter, you can do so at Danny Lipford. We're just getting started this week on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We've got a lot of information stacked up here, and I guarantee you, you will hear something that you can use at your house this weekend. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. We'll be right back.
Fall is in the air. Fall projects are on the list, and the Home Depot is ready with more ways than ever to help. Use our mobile app to search, shop, and save. Choose flexible delivery options that bring everything you need right to your door. And if you need tools for a project, but not forever, you can rent them. You won't find a better toolbox anywhere else. Take on fall and fall projects now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show. Danny Lipford here along with my buddy Joe Truini. And we're rolling right along with the Today's Homeowner radio show. And we're made possible to be with you each and every week because some amazing stations all over this great country. And I'm so happy to announce a brand new station that just joined the family. This one's in Carolina Beach, North Carolina, WFBT 106.7 FM.
And a special shout out to Joe Contanacci. Thank you, Joe, for putting us on the air there. Carolina Beach, Danny, is located right on the Atlantic Ocean in southeast North Carolina. It's a lively coastal community that's centered around beach living, including swimming, fishing, surfing, and, of course, people watching along the boardwalk. So hello to everybody at Carolina Beach. Give us a call if you have a home improvement question.
I've been to Carolina Beach. Beautiful area along there. Of course, driving along any coastline is amazing. And up and down the North Carolina, South Carolina coast there is just really,
yes,
really, really
right.
Great. And a special hello to everybody there. We really appreciate you spending some time with us. And here's how it works. We're like a big community, like a big family. And if as you are with any community, if someone's having a little issue, or a little problem or challenge with their home, everybody else wants to help, and that's what we facilitate here on Today's Homeowner Radio. So it's pretty simple. You can pick up the phone and reach out to us. 800-946-4420 is our Today's Homeowner hotline. And also, we love to get emails. If you have something on your mind, send us an email anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to visit someone that visited us a few weeks ago, Jim in Virginia. Jim, good to hear from you again. Tell us what's going on there.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Of course. How you doing?
Good, good. I was presently surprised with the outcome. Very easy. I had to go online to get the two-pound container of the acetic acid,
right?
Because all the other big box stores or hardware stores only had the five pounds.
Jim, let's back up just a tad and tell our listeners, because we didn't really set this up. So we mentioned briefly a little while ago that you had called in with some roof stain issues. We had recommended something, and we wanted to see the results. So tell us exactly what you bought and how you went about getting the rust off your roof.
Okay. Bought acetic acid online, 2 pounds. The stains were on the roof. We were able to access it from our upstairs bathroom window, so no ladders were involved.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, good.
So I bought a very inexpensive pump sprayer. I used about 8 ounces of the acetic acid to 1 gallon of water. Saturated the stain from my perch at the window. Used a long-handled brush that we normally use for a car.
Mm-hmm.
So it was soft, so it wouldn't take the damage to shingles.
That's good. Good.
So we did that. One saturation, one brushing. Let it sit for about half an hour, went back and saturated it again, another brushing, and that was it. The results were in the pictures that I sent you, and very pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
Well, we saw the pictures. It is kind of amazing because that was quite a concentration of stains that was running down in that particular part. And, you know, it's one of those things that I'll bet every time you drove up to your house, you had to look at it, and you just, I wish that wasn't there. So that's one of those things that kind of constantly gets to you. Well, I'm glad the results were so good on that, and we know the oxalic acid works really, really well in that situation, and it's passive enough that it's not going to, you know, affect plants or cause any other damage like regular chlorine bleach certainly can. So that's pretty good. See, Joe, some of this advice we give does work sometimes.
Yeah,
buddy.
Every now and then, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm glad you got in touch with us. And the reason that it works is oxalic acid, there are insoluble iron compounds in the rust, and the oxalic mm-hmm. acid takes those insoluble compounds and transfers them and converts them into soluble so they can be washed out. That's the reason it's often used, oxalic acid is often used in industrial cleaning, laundry cleaning. So that's why it works on your roof. And it'll be interesting to see now, do these roof stains, these rust stains on your roof reappear because there's something up there rusting, right? If it's not been replaced. And if it does, at least now you have a way to get rid of it. You have 2 pounds of this acid. So store it safely. And I'm sure you'll, thankfully, you have a really easy way to get to the roof coming through the bathroom window. So that's great. So I'm really glad that worked for you.
It shouldn't happen again. It was a drain line from the HVAC system, emergency drain line. So that's been taken care of. So,
great.
Hopefully we won't have to use it. Maybe we'll use it on some concrete stains that we have around the pool.
There you go. Good.
Any iron stains caused by rusting, the oxalic acid should work. In fact, I'm getting a new roof put on my house, and I was talking to the contractor, and he recommended, I'm not using this particular roof, but he recommended one that he's been installing. I think the company's called Atlas, and they actually have a Scotchgard coating on the asphalt roof shingles for that exact reason, to try to prevent roof staining. So it is a problem. I'm glad you were able to fix that.
Yep, and I do have a problem with the front of the house with mold and stuff because it's a Dutch colonial, and
all
I have
right.
a lot of trees.
Yeah.
So it's something. It's always something with a home.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Jim, I'll tell you, you might want to, while you're on the internet there, stop by wetandforget.com. One mm-hmm. of our partners that have been with us for many, many years, and a product that we've used an awful lot. And I think you'll be intrigued by their outdoor product, because it's something that you can put on the end of a hose and just spray it on your house, and that's it. And then the between Mother Nature and this amazing product, it will take care of all of your mold, mildew, do anything that you might have on the outside of your house. It has worked really, really well for me over the past.
I have used it, and I'm very happy with that. I just did my steps on the front of the house where I get a little bit of mildew, and it just took it within a week. I could tell a difference.
Yeah,
wow,
that's good.
That's
good,
great.
Good.
Sounds like you need to trim back some of those trees, Jim. You got mold growing everywhere.
I tell you, but the leaves are getting ready to fall. That's going to be another challenge.
Well, Jim, thanks so much for following up with us. And you know, we're here if you have any other challenge or any other issue around your home. And we all hope here at Today's Homeowner you have a great weekend.
You do the same, guys.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, that's good. Well, we knew that worked really well, and I'm glad to hear Jim so pleased with it. Let's try a few of these emails here, Joe.
All right.
Joy in back in North Carolina here. I'm removing the tub in our master bath and replacing it with a walk-in shower. There's a large window over the tub. I'd like to cover the window so we can tile the shower walls, but I'd also like to leave the top of the window open to let in some light. Is that possible? I wouldn't recommend that because it's gonna you have the issue. I've dealt with this many, many times. The best thing to do there, Joy, in my opinion, is to remove that window and install a transom window. You can buy a window. You'll have to have it made, but it's not very expensive because it's generally very small, maybe 10 inches tall by 3 or 4 feet wide, and position it up to where it is above the actual where the shower wall will be. I did this exact same thing in two of my bathrooms in my new house, and it still gives you plenty of that light. And you can even get a transom that opens. It has a little slide window in order to get a little ventilation in there if you want. So that's what I would recommend because, Joe, I'll tell you, I've seen all kinds of creative ways of putting shutters and insulation and things over an existing window to keep from disturbing the outside. You can still use those fake shutters on the outside to keep from having to, you know, fill in the side or the brick or whatever, but boy, you got to be careful of that moisture that can get in from the outside.
Yeah, whenever you're taking a window out of the house, the other consideration is this the front of the house? And is what's it going to look like if suddenly there's a window missing? You know, so if it's in the back of the house, of course, it's not an issue. But yeah, it's nice having that light in the bathroom. And then the other option is just get rid of the window altogether. And if you're on the top floor of the house, if the attic's above, you can put in one of those solar skylights. Solar skylights. You just let the light straight into the bathroom.
Yeah, another great idea. That natural light, you can't not have that. Hey, you want some ceramic tile in your house? You're a little intimidated by it? I've got that solution with a brand new product we're going to tell you about when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Danny and Joe will be right back. Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. You know, I love tile projects, and I love the look and the durability of the material, but I got to say, I'm not a big fan of how long the process takes. You have to remove the old flooring, put down backer board, mortar the tile to it, wait for that to dry, then apply the grout. Well, that's what makes the new Dial Tile Quick Tile Porcelain Locking Floor so great. It saves tons of steps and time, and it can be installed over old hard surface flooring in three easy steps. You just lay down the special quick tile underlayment, click the tiles together, and grout with quick tile grout right away. You can complete a real porcelain tile floor in just one day. Plus, there's no need for spacers because the tile leaves a uniform 1/8-inch space when they're all snapped together. So head on over to HomeDepot.com to find out more information about this great product, Dial Tile Quick Tile Porcelain Locking Floor. I saw this at a trade show a few months ago, Joe, and you know, they had it laid down there and they were talking about it, you know, and as they were talking about it, I just kept looking at the floor, and the floor looked so nice.
Right.
You know, I had to say, are you talking about this floor? Because I just imagined something that wasn't quite nice and flat, and it absolutely looked great.
That, I would never have believed that was even possible, to lay a tile floor without it being mortared down.
Yeah. And I would assume, you know, there's some flexibility in this grout because grout traditionally would be very rigid. But when you have something that snapped together like that, you're going to have a little expansion and contraction. So
sure.
Pretty good. Good for them and making it a little easier for everybody to enjoy the process of installing tile. That's great. Let's go right to today's homeowner hotline. Keith is down in Florida.
Hey, Danny and Joe. This is your old buddy, Keith Briggs, in Miami, Florida, and Southwest Harbor, Maine. I have a question today about the main house. We're thinking of putting in a gas fireplace, or actually freestanding gas stove, and we need to vent it through the chimney. An existing chimney is about 100 years old, and here's my problem. There was an existing original wood stove on the opposite side of the chimney from where we need to put the new stove. So there's an existing hole there. And I'm wondering if we put a new hole on the opposite side of the chimney, is that going to weaken the chimney structurally and possibly cause a collapse? And if there's a risk of that, what do I need to do to the old flue hole to patch it or structurally make it sound again?
Okay. All right. That was Keith from Florida. That's one of the recorded calls we get quite a bit on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Encourage you to do the same. 800-946-4420. Joe, kind of a tricky question there. First of all, if he's not using the, and we know, you know exactly what he's talking about with that 8-inch flue right on the, you know, probably little, maybe 6 or 7 feet off the floor, that kind of thing. I would certainly think if that's not being used, that would be good to cobble some brick and stone and fill that in so that you're taking that void out of that side of the chimney, just for maybe an abundance of caution before he uses the other side to cut a hole in for his gas vent, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we don't know what size chimney this is. It's 100 years old, but I've seen chimneys around here in New England that are well over 200 years old and are doing great. So if it's a large enough chimney, I mean, if it's a 16-inch square chimney or smaller and you're going to have to cut two big 8-inch holes directly opposite each other, you might be weakening it a little bit. And the thing to do is either call in a mason, have him inspect it, and they could certainly cut out the brick. It's probably a round hole. They can cut out enough brick to make a square or rectangular opening and fill it with new brick. If someone looks at it and says, you know, this chimney's in great shape, having another hole is not going to affect it structurally, they do make a product. I think it's generically called a thimble hole stop plug. Thimble is the pipe that they have, the cover in the pipe that goes into the chimney. And it's essentially just a round plug. It's an insulated plug, usually made out of steel and then some kind of ceramic to hold in heat. And you just put it in a hole and you tighten it up and that's it. There's a company called Insul Plug, I think, insul, like insulate, I-N-S-U-L, then plug. They're pretty expensive. They're $120 or $130, but it takes literally 3 or 4 minutes to put it in. Put it in a hole, tighten it up, and it squeezes on either side of the brick.
Oh, I see.
And that seals out any kind of drafts or gases, and it's you know, it's meant, it's heat resistant, so it's not going to get harmed by any of the smoke or hot flue gases. That would certainly be, if you can do that, that's what I'd recommend. You're probably not going to see it anyway. It's just and it just looks like a black round plate.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. And Keith, we appreciate that follow-up call again. A lot of times we have people that call us, you know, over the years, over and over and over. We always love to hear from you. And you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. And you're at the right place here to get the kind of home improvement information that you need around your home. And we're going to hit a few emails here and encourage you to send one in at any time at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This one comes in from Anna. Our 3-year-old vinyl fence is stained with something that looks like algae or mold. Most of the same stains seem to be along the bottom of the fence. I've tried scrubbing with soapy water, even bleach, but the stains come right back. How can we clean the stains off for good without damaging the fence? Well, Anna, there's a frustration there, and a lot of people have that same frustration, because when you think about vinyl, whether it's vinyl siding or vinyl post or whatever in fencing, you just really don't expect to have to do much from a maintenance on it at all, but it is inevitable. And your indication here that the look of the algae or molds towards the bottom of the fence is where it usually is because of the splash up of rain and so forth. But, you know, and I know we recommend wet and forget a lot, but it is proven to work in this case, because you can use something very aggressive and clean all of that off, but you might end up knocking a little bit of that luster off of the finish on the vinyl. So I would, again, recommend Wet and Forget outdoor product and spray it on there. And before long, you'll see that it's completely faded away and works very well. Joe, I tell you, vinyl is just not immune to maintenance.
No, it isn't. And the reason that Anna's probably seeing algae standing along the bottom of the fence is when you mow your lawn or go by with a string trimmer, if any grass clippings stick to that,
that's right,
the grass clippings are going to create that algae. So always wash it or brush it off. You don't want those grass clippings stuck to the fence itself.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, you got a bathroom around your house that you just wish that it was just could improve just a little bit more? Well, when we come back, we've got some great budget-friendly tips on how you can improve that bathroom that may be beginning to be an eyesore around your home. All of that and more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust Tight Bond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, Tight Bond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. Tight Bond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TightBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Black and green stuff growing on your roof or siding? Pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet and Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here along with my buddy Joe Truini. Want to remind you about the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 1-800-946-4420 is how you can reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just like Alan from Mississippi did, who's on the phone right now. Alan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Good. So tell us about this bathroom and some of the ideas you have.
Yes, sir. So me and my wife purchased a kind of an older home, and the bathroom has some existing tile on the floor as well as the shower. And I was just curious, we want to do some updates in there and give it a different look, but we're sort of on a budget. Is that tile something we just need to take out, or do they make any paints or stains that might could get us by and get us, you know, to give it a different look and spruce it up a little bit?
Sure, I got you. I understand completely. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, there are ways of using epoxy paint that's fairly expensive to paint areas like that, but it's really not recommended for wet areas like a shower.
Okay.
And also, you know, you got to know that it gets a lot of abuse when it's on a floor. And another thing about it is, one of the beauties I've always felt with ceramic is that, you know, if you have a white ceramic with white grout, to me that looks a little institutional. It doesn't have a lot of personality in it. But if you so the grout defines the look of it as much as the tile itself in many cases. So one idea would be is to thoroughly clean all of the ceramic that you have in there. And there's a number of ways we can recommend to get it really clean and let it dry. Then use a grout stain and change the color of your grout. Make it lighter, darker, different shade that it is now. And then that is very easy to do, and you can stain all of the grout, and then we would recommend coming back and sealing it after that so that you have even more durability and it'll hold up better. And you might be surprised at just that subtle difference of the grout, how it makes that tile, it looks okay now. The cleaning's going to help a lot, the deep cleaning as well as the staining. And that might be a good alternative. Joe, you deal with a lot of ceramic. What any suggestion you might have?
Yeah, Alan, I think painting is not a great idea. No matter how good a paint it is, it's not going to hold up well under water or underfoot on the floor. And so the other thing you could do is take out some tile and replace it with either creating a border, let's say, like in the shower area, maybe up 5 feet, a horizontal border of either different color tile or the same color tile that has a pattern painted onto it or stamped into it, with a little chair rail above it, chair rail of tile, not wood, a chair rail wood tile, a bullnose, anything like that. And on the floor, you could do the same thing, pop out a couple of tiles in a certain pattern and then replace them with the same size tile that again has a different color or a different pattern on it. So you're basically just sort of dressing it up, but only replacing at the most maybe 10% of the tile. And that's a good way to change the look of it. And as Danny said, if you clean it really well and restain the grout, you'd be surprised how, with very little time or money invested in it, it would look completely different.
Okay. Well, yeah, that sounds great. That's giving me a lot of ideas to move forward on. So I appreciate you guys.
Oh, good. And of course, you could replace the fixtures, you know, the shower head, the trim, the shower head, the shower curtain. You know, if you have a curtain, go to consider a door. If you have a door, just consider going to a curtain. The ceiling, you know, there's a certain thing you can do with the ceiling. You can tile the ceiling. I tiled the ceiling in our bathroom remodeling, and I love it. It's a whole different look. And of course, it's impervious to any of the moisture problems you might have with a painted ceiling.
And also on one of your countertop surfaces there's some really interesting coatings to go over whatever you have there that can change that and make it look more of like a stone finish. I've been amazed at some of the transformations we've seen when homeowners are using Deitch coatings. That's D-A-I-C-H coatings on some of their bathrooms. It's just amazing. With just a few hours, it can change it completely. So a lot of different ideas there. If you run into any snags, Alan, let us know. We're here to help any way we can.
All righty, Danny. I appreciate you guys taking my call. Me and my wife love the TV show, and we love those simple solutions. So thank you guys for your work, and keep it up.
Oh, we appreciate that, Alan. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Alan.
Tell your wife I said hello, and you guys have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Alrighty, let's get a quick email here. Ross from Maryland says, in an effort to cut our electric bill, I'm thinking about getting solar-powered panels installed on our home's roof. Now, I've received a lot of flyers in the mail from companies offering free solar-powered systems, including parts and labor. I assume it's not truly free, so what's the catch? You know, I guess on some of those situations, Joe, you got to be really, really careful on that, but I know there's been a lot of tax incentives that have been applied here and there in different states, and I think even the federal level, they had some at some point, but boy, you got to read the fine print on any of those deals.
Yeah, and especially it's always changing depending on, you know, the political environment in our country, but if the question is, how are they really free? They are actually free. There are typically two ways to get solar. Solar leasing, which is also known as PPA, power purchase arrangement, which you get completely free installed and everything else. But the problem is, any benefit as far as rebates, you don't receive, the company does. And the other way to get it is called outright ownership, where you just pay for it, you maintain it, and you get 100% of the energy savings and the rebates and everything else. So check your area. I mean, if you can afford to do outright ownership, that's probably the best move for most homeowners.
And as with any situation, read that fine print. Hey, we have a simple solution coming up. What can we expect, Joe?
It's how to exercise plumbing valves.
Like push-ups.
Yeah, it's like the valves in your heart.
Interesting.
You have to exercise all valves.
All right, we'll see what's up his sleeve when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. 800-946-4420.
For DIY projects, you know the Home Depot's always in your corner. Now with our mobile app, it can also be in the palm of your hand. With digital tools like image search, snap a picture of something, it'll recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And our product locator will check availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app. Download it today to get started. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at Checking In with Chelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Health is a top concern for us now more than ever, and good health begins at home. To help protect you and your family, Today's Homeowner and Brone Newtone are kicking off Healthy Home Week. If you're battling germs, mold, and allergens in your home, you're not alone. We've created a collection of our top how-to videos, in-depth articles, and insider tips to help you identify problem areas and ensure proper ventilation. Visit todayshomeowner.com/healthyhome for trusted solutions, better health, and better air quality today.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
So many times during the week, each and every week, we hear people talking about how much they love the simple solutions. Joe, what do you have for us this hour?
Okay, Danny, every home's plumbing system has shutoff valves, right? And it's simply for stopping the flow of water, for maintenance reasons, you know, if you're putting in a new sink or something like that, or in case of emergency, of course. And by the way, everyone in the house, including children, should know where these valves are, where they're located, so that they can even, which you can find them like near the water meter, under sinks, behind toilets, because if something happens, you want to turn that water off as quickly as possible. However, it's important to exercise these valves simply by opening and closing them. Now, you only have to do this maybe once a year. But if you don't do that, because you're doing that to ensure they're operating properly, because in case of an emergency, you go to operate it, go to shut off the water, and the valve's not working, then what do you do, right? And the reason you do that is because neglected valves have a tendency to seize up over time, making it impossible to shut off the water. So if you just open and close them, like I said, even if you just do it once a year, if you find one that's stuck and you can't turn it, well, now's the time to call a plumber and get it replaced before there's an emergency. So that's a simple solution. Find those valves and open and close them at least once a year.
And that same thing goes for any of the toilets that you have, the little water cutoff there, because I can't tell you how many times when we've been remodeling a bathroom and pulling everything out, and you know, you disconnect the toilet to move it out of the way, and that valve will not shut it off completely.
Right.
Now, you know, you can put a little, you know, Tupperware pan under it, but hey, that fills up really, really quick.
Yeah, it does.
I've even taken a hose before and connected a hose with it and drained it down into the to the toilet area there, you know, the toilet drain itself.
Right.
But that's not what you want. Like you said, exercising them will definitely help a lot on that. Now, another thing, Joe, I was thinking about, because my mind works in such a weird way, I was thinking of how you can set up to be a hero, you know. So Let's say you slipped in before Marla went into the restroom and you turned the hot water off.
Right.
And then she said, there's no hot water. There's no hot water here. I can't, you know, wash my hands, brush my teeth, things like that. And you'll go, well, let me go check the water heater. And then turn the valve back on, hang out in the garage for a few minutes and said, honey, I had to rebuild that whole circuit panel. And I had, and there was deposits and I had to completely replumb the thing. But you're good now. Go ahead. So you think you could pull that off, Joe?
Yeah, as long as the water's running hot, just go down, fix it, and let me know when it's ready. That's all. She doesn't need all that. It's like when you're flying, you take a flight, and the pilot comes on to tell you where he's going to fly and what he's going to. Like, okay, good, just do what you need to do. Let me just get to my destination somewhere close to when I'm supposed to land. I don't know what you're doing up there. Just do it.
Well, that might not be a good idea to cut off the hot water. Let me go ahead and say that. But anyway, hey, we've had a great hour here on today's Homeowner Radio. Want to remind you, if you would like to receive our newsletter, our e-newsletter, you can certainly do that by going to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter, and it'll be sitting in your inbox once a week with all of the latest information. And also, we like to put little reminders in there of just a few things, not to put any pressure on you, but just to remind you a few of the things that you may need to do around your house during certain times of the year. And of course, we've got a lot of information waiting on you right now at todayshomeowner.com. Now, if you're listening to a station right now that doesn't carry the second hour of the show, head over to todayshomeowner.com and you can pick up on what we're going to be throwing out there in the second hour. And also encourage you to join in on our podcast, listeners, todayshomeowner.com/podcast. Always great to be with you each and every week. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.